For people affected by mental illness, conversations with friends and family members can provide much needed help and support. This was certainly the case for Megan Barrow. Affected by anxiety and depression all of her life, she became debilitated by agoraphobia and panic attacks in her mid-20s. Megan now runs her own marketing business and supports the work of Are You OK? By encouraging everyone to ask the people in their lives, Are You OK? She says conversations with friends and family have been an important contributor to her recovery and her day-to-day well-being. She gave us this advice for someone who is thinking about starting a conversation with someone who is experiencing anxiety or depression.
I would suggest to get online. There are so many amazing resources now. Are You OK? Has a heap of information about conversation starters. So if you know someone is struggling or you think they may be, because I know sometimes a sufferer may choose to deny it or not want to talk about it. So there's great advice in terms of how to just start a conversation. And then just start a conversation as if mental illness isn't part of it. What I love about the Are You OK message is that it doesn't have to fit for mental health. It's about checking on people regardless, to be a community again, which I think we've lost, and to just smile and check people are okay. And that's regardless of their mental health well-being. So I think we need to step it back and simplify the process that you're just asking, are you okay? And then the sufferer will speak as much or as little as they want to. But you've at least started the process and you've reached out a hand so they know that you care.
So why not make today the day you reach out to a friend or family member and start a conversation that could change a life? The Are You OK website is a great place to go to find some practical advice on ways to start a conversation with someone you care about. Visit areyouokday.com.
The Community Radio Suicide Prevention Project is produced with the support of the Australian Government Department of Health.